Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I am not speaking in a national capacity, but as president of the Global Partnership Against the Spread of Weapons and Materials of Mass Destruction. We believe this conference took place at a crucial moment. It took place after the experience of a pandemic which demonstrated the potentially devastating effects of newly emerging pathogens on our societies and the need to intensify our efforts to enhance global preparedness against biological threats. It took place in the awareness of rapid developments in the life sciences and in biotechnology, which create new opportunities but also new challenges for the Convention. It took place after a worrisome rise of disinformation activities with regard to the threat reduction activities conducted by members of the Global Partnership as part of their international cooperation in line with Article 10 of this Convention. In the light of this, today's outcome cannot be called a breakthrough. We have managed, however, to achieve the minimum necessary to allow a focused continuation of our efforts in the next intersessional period. We welcome the fact that we managed to give structure and direction to this process with a declared intention to develop mechanisms on international cooperation and on scientific and technological developments of relevance to this Convention, and also to address measures on compliance and verification. We are grateful to you, Mr. President, to your team, to the facilitators, and to the Implementation Support Unit for their determined and untiring efforts. It is not for you that we did not manage to go further today. The challenges remain before us. We need to overcome the long-standing stalemate of this Convention. We need to make the BWC fit for today's and future challenges. We sincerely hope we made the first step towards this objective today. In the light of this outcome, we will work even harder as Global Partnership. We are determined to continue our global threat reduction work, in particular through the Signature Initiative to mitigate biological threats in Africa, which the Global Partnership developed and delivers in close cooperation with the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and African partners. We will continue our outreach to partners beyond the membership of the Global Partnership and intensify our work as set out in the declaration adopted by the Global Partnership at its meeting in Berlin on 7 October, the so-called Berlin Lines of Action. Of course, we will not tire in our efforts to revitalize and strengthen the Biological Weapons Convention, and we will work with all states parties that manifested their readiness to engage constructively to that end. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.